For over 100 years, Jones Topsoil has been part of your community, delivering topsoil, mulch, sand, and gravel. Slinger Jones, bringing it home to you. Whether you're planting a vibrant flower bed, growing your own vegetables, or giving your lawn a fresh start, be the envy of the neighborhood with topsoil and mulch from Slinger Jones. For greener lawns and brighter flower beds, call 1-800-TOPSOIL. Order online at jonestopsoil.com.
Jones Topsoil brings it home to you.
It's a football. It's a
football. If you don't know football, you shouldn't be with a microphone in your hand.
Hello and welcome to Soccer Sense, the sensible football podcast, where we have colored our screens red in the honor of the Arsenal Premier League title. Welcome, gentlemen. We are joined, of course, by Karan. Not quite on the red side of London, but one side of London anyway. We have our resident title winning expert, and that will be Vishal.
Nah. I refuse to acknowledge this moment in history.
Yeah.
If I had to go to the red side of London, I don't think I'll be able to get back home today.
Yeah, because the party apparently went on long into the night and into the wee hours of the morning, and evidently continues. Of course, we are recording the day after a 1-1 draw with Bournemouth from Manchester City ensured that Arsenal can't be caught with the last game remaining. Karan, you had called it earlier, I think before the beginning of the week, as we were counting down the run-in. And we recorded the run-in episode also. I think we called it that it was Bournemouth who might have the say, especially after Arsenal won their game against Burnley. And that has what has happened. Of course, the consequence of all of this is that a 22-year wait for Arsenal has ended. There could have been two outcomes of this, that either we would have had a season finale where it was the same old story again of Arsenal, quote-unquote, bottling things and City probably sneaking another title away. Or we could have had this, which is the end of the title drought for Arsenal. Given the state of the world, I would say this probably is the better outcome because we needed something one could believe in. Interesting things happening all around, not least to Zoran Mamdani's favorite teams, including the New York Knicks.
Now, all we need is Spurs to get relegated and life's good.
Yeah, unfortunately, we have to depend on West Ham for that.
it's a London problem, by the way. It's all in London.
It is most certainly a London problem, and the Arsenal title win is the best thing that has happened to Keir Starmer in, I think, the last entire year.
Yeah, take some pressure off him, or rather take some attention off him.
So, a lot has been talked about this win, and obviously, while we are going to put this under the Soccer Sense meter, as always, it of course is great also to see Arsenal fans who are having a joyous moment on this, and also proof that perhaps the joy some of them are feeling is what it is all about. We have not seen them celebrate like this for a very long, long time, and obviously deservedly so. However, obviously the WAGs are going to come out and talk about all the potential asterisks that should be around this title. So we will try to dismantle those asterisks, gentlemen, and try to see or put this into the larger perspective of footballing sense as we do on the pod all the time. So we'll begin with this. Firstly, like they say, there are no style points for winning a title. There are different ways you can do it. There are a lot of different ways to skin this Premier League cat. I think Klopp and Pep have gone about it with a lot more flair, excitement, and a very different approach than what Mikel Arteta has taken, at least this season at any rate. Quick assessment on how do you see the style, or what do you think of the style with which Arsenal have sealed this title?
Well, I think if you're going to talk style, it's important to pay tribute to the founder of the style, Sam Allardyce. Because if you remember back in the day, how Wenger used to detest going and playing at the Reebok because of, Sam Allardyce's style of football. Oh, what a
Or a
small
cold in
world.
Stoke.
But yeah, exactly. So ironical, but it is like you said, at the end of the day, 15 years, 20 years from now, nobody's going to remember the style of football as much as the fact that Arsenal won this league. So that's really what is going to stand out, and credit where it's due. They managed to finally hold their nerve, finally seems to have learned from their last two seasons, last three seasons, in fact, and have landed the title. And everything else is now white noise because Arsenal are champions of England and have gone through a spectacular Manchester City team with despite all the injuries, had world-class players available to them. They can say whatever they want, but that kind of depth is just not humanly possible. Liverpool had a great start to this season as well, but imploded. Obviously, there weren't too many other challengers in the league, and that obviously helped. But credit where it's due. Arsenal pulled it up, and after 22 years, there is some romance left in football.
Which so I'll come to you, Karan, on this. That one of the things, obviously, Arsenal are no stranger to pulling off the so-called, less stylish, or you call it the ugly style or whatever. Back in the 80s, they've had titles like these. 1-0 to the Arsenal is almost like a theme. This season itself, they had, I think, 8 of their wins were 1-0 victories, including that one against Burnley. Which is
And
the
the one
most,
before against West Ham.
yeah, which is the most in the Premier League this year among all the teams. But obviously, the flip side of that 1-0 is the nil, right? Because they have kept 28 or
Absolutely.
29 clean sheets already, which is what the big deal is, because, like they said, defense wins you championships, while offense might win you matches. Again, Karan, talk us through the problem solving that Arsenal have had through this season, because they have seemed to obviously have had to adapt, adjust. Some people said that maybe Arteta is tinkering around too much, or sometimes injuries have forced his hand, but they have somehow found a way in a lot of situations where previous iterations of Arsenal would not have.
I think that's the key, like you just mentioned, finding a way. That's what champions are ultimately made of, right? I mean, in a 38-game season, there are bound to be periods where, you're going to have a bit of a bit of a slide downwards. You're going to have injuries, you're going to have form issues, all of those things, right? So it's always the team that is able to overcome all those pitfalls and all those obstacles are the ones who invariably would end up being champions. I mean, when a team like City, who can afford to kind of, put out two or three teams at the same time, and possibly all them finishing in the top two in most seasons, not every other team have that luxury. Arsenal definitely don't have that luxury. But I think what they have done this season, as opposed to the previous seasons where they always got close, was that they were able to kind of, overcome these obstacles that usually crop up during the course of a season. Like you mentioned, their defense was absolutely rock solid. They were able to kind of, grind out results more often this season than in earlier seasons, because a lot of those games, those 1-0 games which they won this season, were games which they weren't winning, were games which were, invariably finishing 1-1, or they even ended up losing those games in seasons gone by. But this time around, even on days where they haven't necessarily played well, they've been able to grind out results, and that is what mattered. And like I'd mentioned in the earlier episode, the last, especially in the run, in the title run, and in over the last 2 to 3 weeks, it's no longer about the talent, right? And their last two games, they've won 1-0. They've literally ground those results out. And there's a good chance that, had City won yesterday, possibly Arsenal would have ground out another result as well in this weekend, and they would have still ended up being champions. And I think overall, they definitely deserve to be champions this
Yeah,
season.
no, nobody would look back at this table in the entirety and would say that maybe there is no way Arsenal did not deserve it. And since you mentioned those 1-0 results, and like I said, a lot of them were not games that dominated. Some of them were powered by, the famous slash infamous set piece goals they had. I think they had the most number of set piece goals in the league as well. Ironically,
In fact, Bayer Leverkusen put up a really nice meme congratulating Arsenal where they can put a picture of a corner flag.
so amazingly, the only game that they lost 1-0, where they probably were dominating and should have won, was the one against Liverpool, with the single Liverpool goal coming from a set piece by Dominic Szoboszlai, the free kick from Szoboszlai, which was just simply outstanding. Which kind of is the exception that proves the rule, or rather the contrary point that shows why the other data points are important, that those other results that went their way obviously ended up making a gigantic difference. They're probably going to end up with 85 points, which is similar points that they had a couple of seasons ago as well, but was not good enough to get them to first place. This time they've been able to, mainly because it's been a tough league for the rest of the teams. Which brings us to sort of the aftermath or the consequence of this now. And Vishal, this is your favorite part to talk about, which is that where do they go from here, or how do they build on this next season? And I know that obviously currently any Arsenal fan listening to this podcast would still be in the afterglow and is not really ready for a reality check. Actually, not really ready for getting their hangover cured yet. But
Well, they better get used to that because they have another final coming up in a couple of weeks' time.
So we'll begin from there, Vishal, because we'll come back to the larger picture maybe in a later episode. But that very thing that they have one more game, they can probably take that a little easier now, given that they have won the title. But there is a big Champions League final. How do you go about the Champions League final now, Vishal? Does the plan change, given earlier how they were placed and they were not sure of the now that they are and they have some time to prepare for it?
Oh, it's time to play like champions, I guess. And there is no better, bigger platform than the Champions League final, right? Because now they're coming in as champions of England. They're going up against the champions of France, who are, I think, massive favorites to win this. And correctly so, because it's just the style of football that PSG have played and the way they knocked Bayern out, who've been fantastic this season. Is an ominous sign, and Bayern generally tends to whip Arsenal on most days of the week. So, going by that, this is Arsenal's chance to say that yes, we won England, we won the in England, but we are here to really build a dynasty, right? And what is a sign of, like, why is the Manchester City side great? Why is the Alex Ferguson side great? Why is the Liverpool side great? Because they dominated Europe and not just England. So, if you want to be seen as a great side, you have to win the Champions League. Yes, they've been coming close between the quarters, semis, and all of that. But back in the Champions League final itself, after 20 years, and it's not going to be an easy journey again. So this is their chance to go out there, really play like they have nothing to lose and to win everything, right? Because they got the talent, they just need to. I think it's about frustrating PSG more than anything. If they are able to, hold PSG to a 50-60 minute without conceding to that team. You're going to get yourself a chance,
Things
and
can
things will open
happen.
up. So Arsenal really need to play to their strengths while they play like champions. They need to play to their strengths. They have the right personnel, but if they go too defensive, PSG will destroy them. PSG will open them up in no time, because they are not a one-trick pony. We all know this about PSG, and that's
And
what Arsenal need to prepare
they're
for.
probably better finishers than a lot of the teams they face in the Premier League, because
Absolutely.
this has been a season of not so great finishing in the Premier League. And of course, that is a
Absolutely.
match, meaning the Champions League final, that we will be talking about later on, when it does happen, at the end of this month. But for the time being, gentlemen, closing thoughts for Gunners listening to this episode. So in terms of a league win, obviously, like someone mentioned, that the sheer outpouring of emotion that you see with a lot of the fans, whether it is those who gathered around Emirates Stadium or people celebrating across the world or even the fake letter from the Botswana government that is circulating saying there is a holiday, national holiday for Arsenal fans.
Or my neighbor downstairs.
So the thing is that it looks like a league win, which, like someone said, that Pep and City had normalized it so much that people do not realize what a humongous achievement it is to win a league title and how difficult it is, because they had made it look easy, and obviously the not many other teams were winning it often enough. Arsenal have broken that hegemony a little bit as well. From an emotional perspective, how does one process this? Because we talked about this when Liverpool won the league, I think, in 2020, and we discussed this, that it's a huge weight off the shoulders from a fan perspective. It kind of changes how you are going to look at the team now. So yeah, quick word for all the Gunners who would be listening to this episode.
I'll refer back to some NBA over here, right? Shaq talks about how after Lakers won their first title, it was not about the one, it was about the two, it was not about the three, it was about how many more can they win. And that's all they need to aim for. Yes, celebrate the moment, enjoy the moment, you all have earned it. 22 years of absolute agony, and they've been through the works, right? They've absolutely been through the financial constraints, they've been through poor ownership decision, poor management decision, you name it, they've gone through it, right? So for the fans, as loud as they want to be, they should be, because this is not something, this is not a feeling that everybody gets over a period of time. But don't relax, especially for the club, the management. The question you need to ask yourself is, do you want to be in the next Manchester City, or do you want to possibly be somebody that fades in and fades out every now and then? And that's really the answer that they seek from here.
Right. And Karan, your 2 cents
Well,
for the
firstly,
nation.
definitely a big, big, big congratulations to all to one and all Arsenal fans and the club themselves, because I think it was definitely well deserved. But like Vishal said, enjoy it while it lasts. You definitely deserve this. But once the smoke clears, realize that this is just the start. Especially for a club like Arsenal, this should just be a springboard to bigger and better things. And hopefully, that happens.
And just before we close, the one ironic thing was that I think the Women's Super League also got decided, I think yesterday, and it was the exact reverse chronology of events, that it was Arsenal who had a 1-1 draw, and because of the 1-1 draw, I think they were probably playing Brighton, I think, and because of that, they handed the City Women the title. Of course, in the men's, it was the opposite, which is again probably a reminder of the cyclical nature of football. That once you, I think, like, was it
Balance of
the
power.
end? Was it the end of Batman Begins, where after the initial villain is defeated, I think. They talk about escalation, that they're going to come back with bigger weapons, right? So it's the same thing as you go on, that it is going to come back at you now. Expectations are going to be higher, and obviously rival fan bases are going to look at it, and there is a certain behavior, demeanor, and maybe a swag and an aura that is expected out of champions, and that's what will be probably tested. Not that we are saying Arsenal don't have the capability of it, but I guess we shall see. And of course, we shall be keeping a track of it on the Soccer Sense podcast as the next season comes along. That's about all the time we have on this special episode about the title win. And with that note, this is Tariq signing off along with Karan
See you guys.
and Vishal.
Nah.
And you guys can subscribe to the podcast if you can find the subscription button, which we have lost somewhere in the crowd that was gathered outside Emirates last night.